We acknowledge that we are creating this podcast on the traditional land of Treaty 6 and home of Métis Nation of Alberta Region 4.
Nous reconnaissons que nous créons ce balado sur les terres traditionnelles du traité numéro 6 et sur la terre de la nation Métis de la région 4 de l'Alberta.
De asemenea reconnaștem inuiți și diverse alte popoare indigene.
Jaci předkově označili teritoria od věku.
Isang lugar na malugod na tinatanggap ng maraming tao mula sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo upang dito manirahan at gawing tahanan.
A place that has welcomed many peoples from around the world to make their home here.
Hello there. Welcome to episode 4 of the Sir John Thompson Immigration Project. My name is Ariel, and I'm one of the EAP students here at SJT.
Hi there, I'm Veronica. I'm also an EAP, which stands for the Enhanced Academic Program. One of the projects we do every year is to interview immigrants to Canada as part of our learning about immigration in our social class.
We're in our fifth season of the show, and this is our second to last episode. Next week, you'll hear our final episode. Make sure you listen because it's super cool.
Today we have some great interviews too. We have Natalia speaking with her father, and Ray also gives her an interview.
Enjoy!
Why did you immigrate to Canada?
My name is Alina Kotinska. We came to Canada, me and my husband and two kids. We decided to come because it was communism. And we love our country, but we have to come because we are looking for better life. Wasn't work there, nothing to eat, mm-hmm. was everything we have to buy on the na kartki było, nie?
Mm-hmm. On cards?
No. Everything was limit to buy food. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, we came here.
Czy chcesz mówić coś? Jeszcze? Ty?
I don't like it, communist. That's it.
Communism in Poland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard to leave your family and friends in Poland? When coming to Canada?
For family?
Mm-hmm. Leaving your family and friends.
Oh, some depends, you know. Like, some people, they have get very good life. Some people, they poor. But now, because we have no communists anymore, and we have nice president and nice, you know,
And people working
nice president, nice, and they
different country
changing everything for better now.
Mm-hmm. What scared you most about immigration? What was like to
plane?
Nice
to fly.
No, to fly, and I was, was
I
campo.
Was praying all the way. We fly.
Mm-hmm.
I pray. I was so scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scared because I was, when we came, was May, and was lots of snow.
Mm-hmm.
This time when we came, that's why it was cold. And I say to myself, what I'm doing here? Mm-hmm. I came for this very cold country, in May, lots of snow. And when we coming with the taxi, you know, I saw the small houses, old houses, and I thought Canada is like, you know, very beautiful, everything, but I...
It's not what you expected?
No, but downtown, after when we got downtown, was nice, you know?
Yeah.
And... Only I was scared of this winter, I thought the winter is going to be maybe too long here and too cold. And I was like that. But now it's better because the climate change.
Yeah.
Because it's like that here in Canada. It's like a boom. Lots of work after not work. And when we came, we are looking for work too long. That's why government pay for us.
Mm-hmm.
No English, no nothing.
We don't know English. Everybody say to us, hi, how are you? And we don't know what they saying, what they want from us. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know even one word.
Mm-hmm. Is your life better now that you're here in Canada?
Yeah, we always miss our country now. In Poland, I think it's good too.
Mm-hmm.
But here when we work, yeah, it was okay. But now when we retire, it's very hard to live for us because we don't have enough money too for everything. Everything went up, you know, the food, the bills, everything. And we don't have enough money to pay for everything and work so hard here for so many years. And the pension is not enough for us.
To people working only that's for payments and for food. For
me. That's why we have to watch what we're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Because we like to pay first bills and after we can buy, you know, food and, yeah.
Overall, would you say it's better life here though? Was it the right decision to come to Canada, you think?
Yeah, before was when you work here is nice,
mm-hmm.
but when you depends what kind of job you are doing and if somebody have a good retirement it's okay, but if it's not much money it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the English and after looking for a job, every day looking for job.
Every day.
And after
better.
Life. Few weeks we find a job.
So more understand English, more
better.
What was your life like before you immigrated to Canada, in Poland?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, my life was good because, you know, for kids it's always good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For mother, father, they have to, you know, worry about everything, about the food, about they were building the new house. And for us, we just play, you know, and eat and go to school and have mm-hmm. a good time. No worries, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After when I get married, we live with parents. After we got the house from my husband work at, you know, how you call it?
Welder.
No, fabrica. Working in some...
Making bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he worked there and making money. And after school, first we went to school, finished school. After we worked, he went to the army, come back from the army. We get married, we live with parents after... We got the house from work when he works. And was good, eh?
That's good.
The life was good.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. First, where are you originally from? And why did you immigrate to Canada?
So we're originally from the Philippines. That's where our resident, should I say?
Yeah, that's our home country.
But we were We're mostly, I think, for the last 14 years, yeah. So we've been an expat overseas. So we mostly, I think, stayed in UAE for quite a bit of that 14 years. So I think more than 10 years, 11, 12 years. Yeah, of those 14 years we spent in the UAE as a migrant worker.
So why did we want to immigrate to Canada? So I think the first reason basically is to, for the family itself, so for the kids. So that is one of the main reason, because like in the Middle East, in the UAE, we have like, we can legally stay there as long as we have work. So, and then like we are growing family back then in 2014 when we first launched our application. So both me and your tito, like we look into what is our goal in the future. So Caleb was our son back then. And we think that if we want to have like, give them a better opportunity, better quality of life, we want to go to us a place where it can offer that, the place but which offer those opportunities for them. So it's basically more about them and their future, I guess.
Yeah, so that is right. Initially, it wasn't, I mean, when we were in the Philippines, we haven't really, you know, thought about leaving the Philippines at that time. So I think when we went to the Middle East, when we work as an overseas worker there, it opened our horizon into other opportunities. So now we realize that, you know, it's better to, I mean, we have a much better life there in the Middle East, in the UAE, compared to what we have in the Philippines. Now we can provide for our families more, much better. We can help as well our families back home, right? So yes, at that time we were, I was supporting my father. And if not for that, I think we wouldn't have thought about moving to Canada or elsewhere. So yeah, so that was a big part. I think it was an eye opener for us, being an overseas worker.
Your immigration process is unique compared to others. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I think we are the last batch where the paper application was, I think that back then. So we were the last batch. After 2014, the immigration process transitioned from the paper submission to the online. So I think one of the unique, what do you think one of the uniqueness of our process?
Well, I think our process, we went to the federal skilled worker process, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's unique in a sense because I guess back then when we have to submit application, we have to like go through you know, our agent, and then if their office is in Dubai, which is far away from where we are in Abu Dhabi, so that creates some I'm constrained for us, because we have to like sort of give them the paper here in Canada. They changes
frequently.
From time to time, so there was a lot of I should say challenges when we submit our first application, then we have to revise our application, and then when we finally got our, it took us almost, hold on,
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
So we didn't really thought that it would take that long at first. We thought it was easy because the process, the first initial process that you went through was got rejected, right?
Yeah. Actually, to like give a further backstory on the immigration process. So when I was still single, so I did my personal application. So I lodged it like, I guess, 2006 in the Philippines. So, but like there's a lot of backlog that time, and then my application was sent back for lack of better word. So it was not rejected, but it was part of the backlog. So they cannot process it and they return it to me. Yeah, and then when we were in the Middle East, I think, yeah, what your Tito mentioned is that the technology back then is a bit like lengthy. So because we need to manually fill up all the forms, and then we need to get all the paperworks, which are not readily available online, especially the credentials and the documents required from us in the Philippines. So I think that's one of the uniqueness. And to add on that, along the process, we had Kaylin. Because as I mentioned to you earlier, so we lodged our application as family. We only have Caleb as our child that time. And 2015, Kaylin, I gave birth to Kaylin. So we have to do like another update on our status. So, and I think... To add to the, not the complexity, but another challenge along the road is that we did not do it by ourselves. So we have to go to the agency. So the agency have the like the front, all the things needs to go to them. So they're the middleman, so as to say. There's an advantage and disadvantage on that person, because like it's such like,
hard to choose, or I mean, if you choose one,
you have to choose wisely.
Yeah, it's a bit of a like a so yeah. I think we didn't know really whether they're gonna do it. Our application, whether it's, you know, we're just. Wasted our money.
Yeah.
But yeah, luckily
with the grace of God, yeah.
Yeah, because I think by 3 years, 4 years, I think we sort of like, you know, if it's not for us, we were thinking maybe this is not for us, we're not meant to go to Canada, then, you know, we'll just, you know, work here in the Middle East for as long as we can, save money, and then, you know, we'll go back home in the Philippines. So, let's see our options down the line. But yeah, it was I think it was something that we didn't we expected it, but we didn't fully realize it until we, you know, we got the papers that yeah, it is true now, we have to. So this is real now.
There's a lot of learnings, I guess, during that process.
Okay. Back in 2018, you came to Canada already, but then you went back to Abu Dhabi. Why is that?
Yeah, so I guess there's a lot, because like what we mentioned to you, I think every immigrant or every like who wants to pursue life in a certain country or place that they decided to, an advice from our personal experience. So you have to be physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally ready to embark a new change in your life. Because like, it was a really like a big major change, not only for ourselves, but also for the children, because we uprooted them from where we were. So imagine like, for me and your Tito, we've been in the Middle East for 10 years. So we accustomed to the way of life there. We're familiar with how things are run there. We have doctors, you know. So basically, half of our life has already been established in a sense in the Middle East. So we have that sense of comfort. We were in our comfort zone and we build relationships there, right? And then we like aggressively left that without any plan at all. I think we planned, but it was like you don't really experience it until you're in that situation. So I guess for us, we struggled, right? Mm-hmm. We struggled in a sense that first we expected too much from our supposed to be life here in Canada back in 2018,
yeah,
as compared to what we are having in the Middle East that time. And like and I think the bottom line is like our faith with our Lord that time is not really ingrained to what His plan for us. Although we really appreciate support us, we didn't really appreciate it, right? Because we are very consumed on our own struggles, not really you know, being aware that God sent us angels, our family, like you guys, ready to support us to start up our life in Canada. So I think that's one of the reason, because we expected too much and we're not ready to live our life, our life, what kind of life that we have back in the Middle East. Do you want to add on that?
Yes, you know, to add into that, yeah, because we were not ready at that time. We didn't really expect like any sort of like any culture shock that we're gonna face here. We didn't really anticipate that, you know, maybe the kids will have some trouble here, you know, settling in, and you know, assimilating into Canadian culture. So yeah, we didn't yeah, that's, I think that's the bottom line. We didn't really thought of those things until we were there, and then when we experienced it, I think because we didn't have any plan B on what we're gonna do, I think at that time we just sort of, our exit plan is, you know, as long as we were not yet fully you know, ingrained, or we're not fully rooted here in Canada, we can still go back to, you know, Philippines. You know, we still have a home in the Philippines. So I think that's one of the, compared to others as well, I think for us, blessing or is it a curse? Because, you know, if you, like some of other Filipinos that I spoke to, or immigrants that came here, they sort of gave up everything back home, right? Their whole life, they sold everything, their house, you know, even their cows, and they sold everything. So they have nothing to go back, really. So there's no, they don't have any exit plan. You know, if they fail here in Canada, they have to really persevere, they have to be resilient, they have to muster all their effort, you know, to leave here, because there's nothing to go back, you know, they can't go back. For us, it was much easier for us to go back, because we know, you know, we still have, we have a car there, we have a house there that we can live, you know, we have families back home, and, you know, it was easier for us to give up easily. I think that for me, that sort of made us easily jump out when we, you know, when we were feeling, you know, life wasn't really treating us well here in Canada. We're not getting, you know, what we hope or what we planned. We seem to easily, you know, just jump off the boat and, you know, just build a home.
And I think we forgot our whys.
Yeah,
why we immigrated at the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we were very consumed of like
our problems,
our struggles, because we did not realize that, of course, change really requires sacrifice, right?
Yeah.
So if we are really like fully committed to our whys, why we immigrated at the first place, maybe we could have like really endured it at that time. But by God's grace, I think that experience opened also our eyes. Like, there's a reason for everything, right? There's a reason for everything. And as what he always say, my plans for you is to prosper you and not to harm you. And that experience in 2018 really opened up our hearts to his plan and just truly entrust him with what is happening to us. Because like everything happens, good or bad, is for his own glory, right? So yeah, so that was the reason why. It was more on our personal issues, not being ready, expecting too much, you know, and then forgetting our whys on the first place.
So why did you decide to move back to Canada?
That's a good question.
Yeah, when we understood, I think, after we left here in 2019, right?
Yeah.
So we were, luckily we got a chance to move back to the Middle East with a job, a secure job. So for more than two years, two and a half years, we went back there and, you know, it was as always, as usual. And again, I think we came back to the reason why we wanted to leave initially is that because we don't have security there in the Middle East. Like, you know, what your tita said, it's basically your everything is hinged into your job there. As long as you have a job, you have a health insurance, you have you know, you have a salary that it lets you, because you can't own properties there in the Middle East. And
I think you can own, but it's very pricey.
You can own at a certain time.
Yeah,
right?
But not permanently.
But they don't let you own because you don't become a resident. Initially, you don't.
You cannot be
essentially. You cannot be a resident there. You cannot be a citizen. So, we still go back into that our initial goals is to give our children, you know, opportunities, you know, for them to grow individually, you know, in a country where we believe there's still freedom, there's still rule of law still applies. And so it's either we go back home to the Philippines, or we migrate to Canada, since Canada, well, we've already had the papers there. So we decided, you know, why not give it another try this time? But, you know, knowing what we have experienced before, I think that helped us now. You know, Canada did not change for the last, it's still the same, like the same problems that we had before is still the same. But I think now, because of what we knew now, but what we learned back then, we understood, you know, these are part of, you know, being, living here in Canada. There's no perfect country, really, like, you know, you have everything that you want in one place. So Canada did not change for us, so we changed our view of how things here, our work here in Canada, like, you know, and we sort of like sees things now differently, knowing what we had before, right?
Yeah.
And so I think learning lessons during that time really helped us go back here and help us to really try it this time. Again, we've been back here for a year now. But still, it's still early to say. But so far, we're doing better, right?
Yeah.
Than the last time. We went to a lot of, you came here, you know, we went to a lot of places, and Yeah, I think we did so many things in the summer that we have done in the last, I don't know, 1.5 years that we were here first in 2018. So we did so many things. We really enjoyed it this time. We're also blessed that we found similar Filipinos as well that live here in Canada. So I think our community is growing. Our circle of community has been growing, and yeah, hopefully, we can grow more in this country, grow world, hopefully.
I think it to add to Tito's point, we went back to our wives, because like we view like our children, we view is like in a comparison, like for a plant, right? So you want your plant to grow on a healthy soil. So that was one of the standards that we had when we were planning to migrate here. Like Canada has like the applies the rule of law. You have your rights. You can assert your rights, right? And then, although like there's no perfect place, but at least it has this like this security to take comfort that those things are in place. And then we like for Caleb and Kaylin, they can like pursue their dreams here. A free education for them for elementary up to high school, right? So I think it boils down to like we came back to realize that what we considered before coming here is like it basically depending on how we are committed to make things work this time around.
Would you say, based on everything that you've told me, that your life is better now that you're in Canada?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it's much better now. I think in Canada, I think the same kind. We say I have the same problems we had before, but I think because now we're more equipped with the understanding, I think, and we are more open now. Our mind is more open now into the challenges here that we face, and that we. I think we sort of equipped ourselves as well. We made plans. What your teacher said before, we didn't. We sort of there. We'll figure out when we were there. Then when we came here before in 2018, I think we as a castle that is, and they have different rules, different system. And we're sort of like comparing them, and then we're still stuck in that old the Middle East culture to sort of find it different here. We were disappointed in a certain way, but now that we were here, I guess we don't miss the middle. I don't for me, I don't, there's not much that I miss. I see a lot of things that I enjoy here now, like going out, walking in trails, just going to different places, yeah, I think you sort of enjoy the we so I sort of enjoy this time around.
I think, yeah, and also like, I mean, each and every person has a different but the idea of how to find better life, right? So for me, the better life for me, it all boils down better wherever you are, like, because we experience like an overseas worker, an expat migrant workers, right? There were times when we need to send back Caleb to the Philippines because we cannot afford it to have a full-time nanny and pay for a two-bedroom flat because it's pricey. So, and that really affected us. It broke my heart, especially it's like more than 2 years or almost 3 years that he was apart from us. And yeah, so this time around, like here in Canada, there's a sense of security that that has given to us in our family. So that one, I can say that, you know, because like what Tito mentioned earlier, we can legally stay in Abu Dhabi as long as we have work. We have healthcare as long as we have work. We can like do transactions there as long as we have work, because it's all tied with your visa, which your company sponsors you. And that's what I think has really driven us to choose this time around and to say that I have a better life compared to what we had before, because I have that sense of security that even though you know, we have an opportunity to become a permanent citizen, not just a permanent resident, but like a citizen of this country. And like the sense of permanency give you a sense of security as well. So I don't have to worry like, oh, if I lose my job, I will not be able to send my children to school. We need to go back to you know, there are lots of, I think, programs that Canada offer to people that may experience those kinds of challenges, which I'm not discounting our life in the Middle East, because it opened doors for us and it gave us like a lot of like good memories as well. But as for like a family, we want to have like our children and our future to have like that sense of security. So yeah, I guess this time saying that in that sense, we have a better life here in Canada back then.
I think the main thing is for the children, so that they can plant their roots, you know, because in UAE, like I said, you sort of like you're in a stuck there, whether you, how long you're gonna stay there. Like you can't if you live there, you live there for maybe 10 years and then you lose your job, then that's it. You lose all your friends, you lose all your, so it's hard for kids, you know, when they are so attached to it and then they have to leave and go back. I see a lot of some of our friends, their children grow up in Abu Dhabi or in let's say in Qatar or in any Gulf countries, when they lose their job and they couldn't find a job for a year, mm-hmm. two, and they have, you know, they have saved some money, but all of those savings are sort of dwindled down. Then they said that it's maybe time for them to go back home, and they go back home to the Philippines, and they're struggled moving back to the Philippines, because you know their children were so rooted in the, you know, the way of life and lifestyle in the UAE. So I think that's what we also try to teach them as well, and what we want to plant their roots, you know, somewhere that, you know, they can stay permanent, not just, you know, that is tied to any job or I should say, I don't know, process. So yeah, I think moving here to Canada was a decision for them, for us, for them to really plant their roots, have their, you know, have their
create identity,
yeah, the community here, still keep their identity as, you know, both Filipino, but also as a good citizen here in Canada as well. Yeah.
Okay, I think we covered everything. You answered most of the questions with your other answers. So, yeah, thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Hope it's been an interesting story.
It was. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much, Ray and Natalia, for those interviews.
If you can, spread the word about our podcast. Other than editing, it's completely created by the Grade 9 EAP students. From the hosts, the interviewers, the music, and the art, all done by Grade 9 students.
As far as we can tell, we're unique all through Canada. Last year, we were featured on CTV and on CBC Radio here in Edmonton. Pretty cool.
Can I be on TV too?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Veronica.
Anyways, thanks so much for listening this week. Watch next week for our final episode of this season. See you then.
Bye-bye. SJT Immigration Project is a production of the Enhanced Academic Program and Social Department of Sir John Thompson. Hosts this week were Ariel and Veronica. Interviews from Natalia and Ray. Music by Kara. Art by Julius. Production and supervision from Ms. Stetson and Mr. Lukanen. Find us on Twitter at SJT Project ECSD or online at anchor.fm/SJT.